Blog Talk Radio.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
My name is Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
Giddy up.
Potato chips, yes, 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 indeed. Potato chips, potato chips, potato, how I love the crunch when I munch a crunchy bunch. It's all the lunch I need.
P-O-T-A-T-O chips.
Me, oh my, oh me, oh. P-O-T-A-T-O. Even love to spell it, run to where they sell it. Gotta have a snack of, got to get a sack of potato chips.
Potato chips.
Smack my lips when I eat potato chips. Yes, 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 indeed. Potato chips.
That's all I need.
Mother sent me to the store, and what do you think she sent me for? Okra, lentils, nutmeg, split peas, pizzas, noodles, tamales, Swiss cheese,
and the great big pumpernickel bread.
And what do you think that I brought home instead? Love that crunch.
Potato chips.
Love to munch. Potato chips. Smack my lips when I eat potato chips.
Yes, 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 indeed.
Potato chips. So delicious.
Potato chips.
Better than Canisius. Potato, how I love the crunch when I munch a crispy bunch. It's all the lunch I need.
Potato chips. Me, oh my, oh me, oh. P-O-T-A-T-O.
Even love to spell it, run to where they sell it. Gotta have a snack of, got to get a sack of potato chips. Smack my lips when I eat potato chips.
Yes, 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 indeed.
Potato chips.
That's all I need. P-O-T-A, tato chips. P-O-T-A, smack my lips. Love to munch em, love to crunch em. P-O-T-A-T-O, potato chips.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Friday Possum Theme. Yeah. like that. Over. You know, you're just like getting into it. Like, oh my God, I want this to last forever. And then they just take it away. You know? Like women and sex. Nah, I don't know. Well, good evening, ladies and germs. And welcome to Friday Night Possum. Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays and Fridays at 10, it's us doing this thing for the meantime. In the meantime, yeah. kind of like the pandemic, you know. You kind of know it someday it'll be over, but just when, you can't really say. With that said. Oh, jeez.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Sir.
Alrighty, man. Okay, cool.
Big it.
Wackle.
I hear Ted.
Yeah, he's just eating the outsides of the treats, man. In a real butt. Fucking dog.
How big is the treat that he eats the outside?
2-inch, 3-inch long. It varies.
Okay.
It's like a piece of sweet potato with chicken jerky wrapped around it.
Oh,
yum yum.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so he's eating now. He's usually eats the whole thing, but now he's just eating the jerky off of the thing, leaving the sweet potato there. You're so cute, Ted. Oy, oy, oy. He's driving me nuts. Yeah, theme to Serpikay. So how was your week, man?
It was all right. No biggie. It's like a summer's day today.
Ah.
Beautiful.
Are you kidding? Are you being facetious?
No. It was in the 40s. All that stuff.
Get
melting
the
away.
Fuck out.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I tell you, man, Philly's all right when it comes to this crap.
Yeah, I saw one of those charts with the colors and stuff. Philadelphia, it looks like it's going to get some snow coming up.
That my neck of the woods.
Huh. Darn.
We got something over us. I don't know what the hell it is. It kills snow.
We got to. Well, we're going to avoid that snow, but it's cold AF here, man.
Yeah.
This duct tape here is... I should just shut up about it being cold, because, I mean...
Yeah, I know, the Canadians.
those people up there in Canada, oh, they know what cold is.
Yes, they do.
Sorry. Yeah, Ford is here in spirit. He had to venture out into the cold, so... oh, man. It's cold forever. minus 29. What is it? That's in thingamabob, though, Celsius.
How is that without my jacket or out my coat?
Gee. Celsius to Fahrenheit. What's she saying here? Negative 29. Jiminy Christmas. That sounds cold no matter what fucking thing it is.
Good God.
Oh! Manny Sangan, that's negative 20 degrees here. Whoa.
Oh.
Jiminy Jickers. Holy Magoo. That is fucking cold. How do people live in that? Holy crap, holy.
You got to grow up there. I don't think people deciding to live there could survive.
Oh my God, I'm shivering.
Your body's got to get used to that by growing up there.
Woo! Woo-hoo! Boy, I will shut up about how cold it fucking is here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's in the 20s. I'm sitting here crying the blues. That's the positive 20s, not the negative 20s. Yikes. Man. So, the eagle has landed.
Remember, yeah.
Was it Monday night? I said I needed an eagle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
And I said I could find one for under $25. Well, $20 of change in the door today, hanging on the wall now. Beauty.
Beautiful. See, that? What a
beauty,
world we
dude.
Live in.
I know. You just said, you think it, if you have money, you can get it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That's
all you need the money in.
Yeah,
in
it's at your door.
And there it's laying on the door. I said, well, holy shit, man. It's badass, too, man. It's not, like, flat against the wall. It kind of, like, hangs out. Like, it's, you know, hanging,
like it's a 3D.
Hanging over. Yeah. Yeah, it comes off the wall. It's pretty cool as fuck,
yeah.
Man. Much nicer than I thought it would be. Really happy with that. And I ate soup till Thursday.
Okay.
That soup was so good, man.
Is this
all
a
week.
Diet thing, or you just couldn't get to the supermarket?
No, it's like, you know, the soup I make, you have to make, you know, a bucket load. And if you don't eat it right away, it ain't going to be any good, man.
Okay, all right.
So, you got to, but I was into it, man, because, like, I wasn't sick of the soup after the, what is that, the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. After the fifth day, I was still not sick of the soup.
That's a lot of soup.
Oh, it's a big tub of soup, man. About 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. About 12 servings of soup.
All right.
Say.
A lot of crackers.
Nah, I didn't do no crackers, man.
Crackers for women.
State the soup, man.
Yep.
Good stuff. The chunks of salt pork, man. That's the last bowl.
Ooh.
Too, man. I was like, I thought for sure the chunks of salt pork were all gone. One left in the last bowl. Man, this batch of soup was the best batch of soup I've ever made, bar none. And I've been making this soup for many, many years. And it tasted as good the first spoonful to the last spoonful.
There
I've never been
go.
So satisfied with a batch of soup in my life. I certainly got my money's worth.
Once again, I have to say, it's a wonderful world we live in.
I know. They deliver eagles to your door, and soup lasts till Thursday.
Yeah,
can't
beauty.
Beat that with a shit. Frickin' frick. All right, so shall we jump in the Wayback Machine?
Oh, yeah. Blow something
back,
up.
Go backward in time. There we go. All right, Teddy. Hi, Cole Boach. Eat the outside off of that one. Oh. Well, we're going to blow up... Chicago, not the city.
Yeah.
This isn't terrorist. Well, it is kind of a terrorist. Minor terrorists in a way. Blowing shit up every week.
Could be. Fuck Chicago.
We don't get on the terrorist watch list. Because now they do put white people on there now. So, Well, thanks for covering out the takes. She got the Alexa. I was telling the guy sold me the curtain. My blinds has his hooked up to his Alexa. He'll go, Alexa, morning light, something like that. And then the blinds open up. But they don't make that silent.
I could do that to mine, but I never did it.
Seriously?
Could have it. Yeah, I could have it turn on the TV set and all that stuff. Lights.
That's crazy.
I never. I just use it to wake my ass up in the morning.
Well, let's blow up Chicago. Why? Because we can.
And we will.
We do an illusion act in vaudeville. He's a magician. He makes things disappear.
I got an uncle who can make things disappear. Is he a magician? No, he's a kleptomaniac. Oh!
Suck it.
Ooh, baby.
Okay. Ted's way out of sync here.
Oh, yeah!
He's into the pee, dog peeing part of the evening now. So he's lost his place. He lost his script, I think it was what it was.
Oh, well, cool.
There you go. I think we got the strongest man on the internet's here on the line. Is this GT right. Trenton?
GT.
Yes, it is.
You never knew. Mm-hmm. How's it going, GT? How's the computer going, man?
Computer is still down. I tried to log into the Passenauer on my tablet, and it keeps saying username unknown.
What do you know?
And I've used that same username since day one.
We know your damn name.
Uh-huh.
In here, puppy.
Well, you never call me Commodore Admiral.
the Commodore was straighten this out. We'll pull some areas. We'll get things going.
Yeah, I got a lot of pull, you know.
Yeah.
Since I hung that eagle up, people get out of my way. Hey, in case you got an eagle up in his house. Fucking 3D, man. How cool.
Nice. I bet you fire has an eagle on his wall.
Who's that?
I bet your firehead doesn't have an eagle on his wall.
Firehead?
Your neighbor Firehead. The guy with the fire tattoo on his head.
Flamehead.
Yeah, you know he don't.
I wouldn't think he's got an eagle. Although he's got his American flag on his front door. So.
Okay.
Everybody's saying hi to you in the chat room, GT.
Oh, hi, everybody.
He says, there you go.
And tell Kate to keep her hands off my bloodline.
Uh-oh. You heard it, Kate. Watch the bloodline, yeah. Well, I don't think we're going to have barks tonight, so we'll just go ahead and do the deal here, man. Look at this Chinese music is done. I like it.
Yeah. Beautiful Chinese music.
Chinese music. Well, it's not really Chinese.
Yeah.
It's fake Chinese music.
Yeah.
Fake Chinese.
Sounds like 60s. 60s stuff.
Kind of like Chinese music in a Jerry Lewis movie.
There you go.
I'll tell you. Pound for pound, as Jerry Lewis movie soundtracks are damn good. He always had big band scoring shit in those things. All right, there's the barking, but it's for a different thing. You need to.
So cats.
Okay. We got to do a quickie here because I got to go tend to the dog here for a minute, but everything's under control. Where the fucking quickies? Okay, this will be like a Friday Frank. Hold on. Where's my Friday Frank? Here we go. Almost as long as the song, Friday Frank.
The clouds are really cheap, the way I've seen them through the port, of which there is a half a dozen on the base of my resort. You wouldn't think I'd have too many, since I never cared for sports. But I'm never really lonely in my eccentrical port.
there's always Cola Plankton. Him and me can play the blues, and then I'll watch him buff that tiny ruby that he used. He'll straighten up his turban and eject a little ooze along a one-celled Hammond organism underneath my shoes. And then I'll call Pup Tentacle. I'll ask him how's his chin. I'll find out how the future is, because that's where he's been. His little feet got long and flexible, and suckers fell right in the time he crossed the line from later on the way back when.
All right. That was Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa.
Yeah, we thought Friday was Friday, Frank. Plenty of
things. You got your Sinatra. You got your Zappa. And Frankenstein. Like we did do Frankenstein one.
Yes, yes, we did.
Well, did you put the long Frankenstein or the short one?
Yeah,
the long one.
Oh, yeah, it's like 15 minutes long.
Well, maybe one along.
Well, you know what? It's a shame today's on the 7th.
Okay.
Because Chris Vita's birthday is on the 7th.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's the Possum Lounge. Ted's in bed.
Good Ted.
That poor guy. He's so old. He's so old. Okay, Apple Cheeks Alex.
Sweet Alex.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr.
Not
Cake.
The shoe. That Dr. Cake. Bark, bark. Okay. He's in there coughing. Doing his cough. There's Gavin Moorhead has joined us. Thank you for coming.
Hey, Gavin Moorhead.
Bark, 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 bark. And our old pal Ope, Other People's Eyes. Oh, he said goodnight to Ted.
People's Eyes.
Ope says goodnight, Ted.
Sweet dreams, Ted.
Apple Cheek says hi anyway, buddy. Poor old guy. He annoys the shit out of me. Did I ever mention that?
That's his job.
But I love it. I love it. Right. Other People's Eyes, thanks for coming up. And last but not least, well, in the booth, we have G.T. Trent, the strongest man on the internet.
G.T.O.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, buddy. You know, one of these days we'll get that toggle switch working and we'll be back in business, baby.
Yeah. Maybe about a week and a half.
All right.
Farm villain it up, boy. Yeah.
You got to get Crazy Ken.
Crazy Kenny.
There'd be a Crazy Kenny around your place.
I think that's the only... I don't think that's a chain. I think it's just Kenny.
Yeah.
You've got the one outlet store. Yeah, they got rid of Farmville, man. I had like half a dozen outhouses, too. They really...
Oh, man, I had a lot of stuff on Farmville.
And then one Halloween, you could turn all your animals into ghosts. So
yeah.
I had, like, all these ghost goats walking around, like invisible ghost goats haunting this one part of the farm.
Something bad.
There was this one guy, an engineer. His farm was insane, man. I mean, it was just this, all these rows of things, you know, like, this is really cool. I can't even describe it, just the way he had everything done. It was very, obviously, the guy's an engineer, you know. It's like a normal person doesn't think this way. Most amazing farm on Farmville, without question.
I'm curious. I like to see it.
Yeah, I wish I had a screen cap of one of his farms because, man, they were amazing. Anyhow, did a lot with trees. Then he figured out like, you know, since he's a math guy, he figured out the mathematical, what would be the most profitable crop. See?
Yeah.
So he grew the most profitable crops, et cetera, and shit. So it was a modern marvel of Farmville. It really was, man.
This is cool.
But he didn't have six outhouses.
He should have had a farm. A real farm.
He didn't have six outhouses, though. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
From Messiah now. Right.
Can't have enough outhouses.
All right, man. So, and then there he is, the wily old professor himself, R.J. Gumby, the sinister master of finance and parking. And ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, the Possum Lounge.
It's your super host, the Connor Decker. There you go.
As the Beaver. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps. Ew, that last one is just, you know, he's really need to wash or wipe or something.
Wash your ass.
Yeah, you got to wash your ass.
Filthy, dirty, 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 dirty.
Absolutely. All right. Every time I mentioned the FHJ and I used to crash yo parties in our underpants.
No.
You couldn't get naked on there, but you could get down to your underpants. So, we'd like, they'd be, they would have
post parties at one point.
Sure.
I don't remember where, but anyway, we find out about the party. There'd be all these yo's in this room. And we try to get down to the front, you know, in our underwear and dance. That's our underwear. She was a fun broad. Dang, I miss her.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't?
That's she was my playmate.
She's cutie.
We used to tear it up, boy.
I remember one time I accidentally went into a room with you two. I didn't even try it.
I remember that one night I met you in Beth's spaceship or something.
Yeah, that's right.
And I asked you about something that wasn't yo related, and we're like floating around in space or some shit, and I'm like, so alright, talk to you later, man.
I remember that.
That was bizarro. Weird past
to hang
time,
out at
man.
The furniture store or whatever that was.
Yo, yeah meet people over there.
Yeah.
And Dr. Cake had the hot tub. That was huge on the balcony. My favorite of mine was that I had Rockford's trailer. That was badass.
Oh, yeah.
What a waste of time. Utter waste of time.
Big time.
Man. I got all the hours since Facebook just sucked from us right away. First off the bat, you know?
Yeah.
Just to get us programmed, you know? Gobble, gobble. All these fun games, fun surveys,
they
fun
any
stuff.
Of that shit anymore, do they?
No.
They
and now I get on there and I get depressed. I get fucking depressed, man. I see people I liked saying shit that's insane. And I go, what happened to these people? They're insane now. Dude.
There's way too many of them.
You used to be so cool, man. What happened, dude? Yeah. We were all friends, man, and now it's like, I don't want to see this negative shit, man.
What are you going to do?
I know, what are you going to do? We could sing Happy Birthday.
Okay. Well, another fucking year has come and gone. So grab your fucking party hat and put that fucker on. We're going to drink a lot of fucking beer and smoke a lot of fucking pot. And if you're supposed to work tomorrow, better call and tell us to fuck off. Happy fucking birthday to you. All your fucking friends are here and your fucking family too. Hope you get some fucking action, fucking drink and see it spew. Happy fucking birthday to you. Well, we're gonna go out and hit every fucking bar. All your drinks are on the house, yeah, you're the fucking star. Get all fucking drunk and rowdy, gonna turn some fucking heads. Gonna party down so fucking hard, we're gonna tear this down to fucking shreds. Happy fucking birthday to you. All your fucking friends are here and your fucking family too. Hope you get some fucking action, fucking drink and see you spew. Happy fucking birthday to you. I said happy fucking birthday to you.
That was beautiful, man. Uh-huh. That was beautiful.
They should replace that lame birthday song with that one for now on. Sing that as a 7-year-old.
Happy birthday, everybody.
It's sprinkling.
I know. Right? So, shoot, man. Yeah, there was the politics and mask wars and all that shit, man. Like... But like I said, when I was talking to my buddy, you know, and I said, "When do you think the pandemic will be?" We'll talk to Fauci.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? He's just a guy doing his job.
Uh-huh.
It's not political. He's apolitical. You know, shit, man, everything's political now.
They don't have an agenda. The politics do. Politicians do, not these guys.
Look, at Fauci has no agenda. You know,
no.
Maybe a nice brisket once in a while. You know,
that's
I don't know.
That's all
he's like that,
to.
But you know, other than that, not political.
Yeah. Well, you know, give the OK sign every now and again.
Well, you got to watch the OK sign, man.
Oh, yeah. Upright OK sign.
Yeah, you got to be careful with the OK sign. I've turned my new sign is the sign language for love, where your thumbs up and your pinkies out straight.
That what that is? Okay. I thought it was call me. Isn't that call me?
Could be call me. Could be call me. It could be anything, man.
Well, it's not,
but
no,
it's like
so
not
cool.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Because thumbs up's been ruined forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okie doke is just problematic, so I'm going with this thing here, man. Or the peace sign. I did the peace sign. Class reunion. I was in the back row with my buddy with the fake arm that gave me the goose. And shoot. I just wanted to have the peace sign up, man. You know, that was my whole goal. I just wanted a peace sign up. So like stuck my hand way up and said, you know, I'm a tall guy, so I'm in the back. Peace sign up. And the gal taking a picture must have tried 800 times to get the picture, waiting for me to get tired and bring my fucking hand down. No. Official. The official picture has my stupid hand sticking up with the peace sign.
You had a mission.
Bitches.
By gum. Hey, dude,
the
back
so
is peace sign. They
I look at it now, I go
he's
like,
up yours. Up yours.
And on top of that, I wore like a Hawaiian shirt to the thing. You know, guys are showing up in three-piece suits. I got a fucking Hawaiian shirt on.
You're the dude. You're the dude.
Hey, man. Good to see you, Ma. You know. Changed a lot, brother.
Did you have the ponytail at that time?
I believe it. Yeah. I think I did.
There you go.
Not sure. I can't remember. I had it cut off by then. But sure as hell don't have a ponytail now. I went back in with the shears there, and I did such a great job, right? I'm like, wow, okay, this is great. And then like, I was touching up the side. And I forgot I had the shorter thing on, and I took a hack on the top. So I got a spot on top that's kind of hacked. But other than that, I think it looks tolerable.
You should use the shorter one all the way around. That's what I've never used anyone but the shorter one.
Yeah, I like the top though. I had the top going because like my cowlick's sticking out. Like I got like a little point in the front. Like, cool. Man.
All right.
It's actually styled something. I think it's just gonna get easier as it goes. Yeah. It's definitely like a flat top kind of thing.
No more barber shops. Fuck barber shops.
No, I've tipped my last barber.
That's right.
That's what people are going to say when they see this haircut. They're going to say, you know, you ought to think about tipping your barber over there. Because, yeah, that looks like shit.
No more out-of-date magazines for the Commodore.
All right. Where's the wheel, man? Where's the fucking wheel?
In that wheel.
I lost the wheel. There it is.
That's coming here.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
You ready for some 3 minutes there, GT?
Sure.
Why not?
Oh, you picked a damn good night. We got some 3 minutes here.
Yeah, the hardest part with the haircut was that little spot, you know, you get the little, what do you call that, where your part starts in the back, you know? Thingy there. I was looking like, what's that?
Around the island?
Yeah, you know, that little thing where all the hair grows out from that point forward. And then mine was looking like I didn't get it all cut off right, and it kind of had a Dennis the Menace kind of thing going on there. So I had to take care of that. Like, jeepers, Mr. Wilson!
That could have been a look for you.
Yeah. I was looking through the window and saw your wife naked, Mr. Wilson.
Oh.
She's got a nice rack, Mr. Wilson.
Oh.
This is Wilson's tits. That's a visual image now. This is Wilson's tits. This is almost as good. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Big butt.
Big butt! A big butt!
Baby. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
The news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
McDonald's French fries.
Interest in 3 minutes. You know, you don't hear a guy thinking about his own ass all that much.
No. That was Bobby Jimmy. Bobby Jimmy and the Critters. Bobby Jimmy and the Critters.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
My browser lies over the ocean. Okie dokie. What do we got? Oh, that's the closer there. Okay, let's start off with the rip from today's headline. So, if you were paying attention this week, we had the, Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
And according to who's this Punxsutawney Phil?
Uh-huh.
Some guy from Pennsylvania, I guess. Pennsylvania saw his shadow, got scared, and went back in his hole. So that means 6 more weeks of winter, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't know, man. That's Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. So consider the source. Buckeye Chuck. From Marion, Ohio, Buckeye Chuck.
Oh, okay. What's he say?
He did not see his shadow. So spring will come early this year, according to Buckeye Chuck. So maybe in Ohio we're going to have early spring, and maybe in Pennsylvania it's going to keep being winter. Now, also in Albertville, Alabama, the wedding, the weather predicting possum named Sand Mountain Sam also did not see a shadow.
All right. Fuck Phil.
So, yeah, he was, he doesn't come out of a, he comes out of the recycling center. He lives in garbage cans. But he is, no, there's no way to 26 years of live proclamations because possums only live like 2-3 years, right? So. I'm going to say they probably replaced Sam time or two over the last 26 years. That said, he did not see a shadow. So
okay.
Okay, Sam. Applecheek says the Canadian prognosticators said early too. Good. Just a fucking, what's the Punxsutawney guy's problem, man?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Drunk with power over there. They had a movie made of him, you know. Oh, big dude. You know, you're a hot shot, you know.
That's when he went downhill.
He went to his head. Hall of Fame. All right. Okay. Here's your marijuana news. Since the lunatic Democrats are now in charge, They're going to pass sweeping legislation that would end the federal prohibition on marijuana. Well, it's about GD time. So the war on drugs will be, at least that part of it, will be put to rest, thank God. What a waste of time and money that was.
Yeah, you got that right.
Jesus. Just the people that suffered.
Damn, Skippy.
Let's just be glad the commies are in charge, okay? Now, speaking of which, the one guy, Mr. Pillow guy, has been going nuts all week, right? He's been on fire. He's getting sued for billions and kicked off TV here and there. Well, the kid from the Parkland shooting, the spokesman David Hogg, he's starting his own pillow company. He's had enough. He's starting his own fucking pillow company. So.
A lot of money in pillows.
Gonna have a good liberal pillow for a change there. Watch out, Mr. Pillow. All right, now to veer away from politics. Here's some great news. I think this is just tits. Titties, titties, titties. Iron City's moving back to the Berg for the last...
Iron City beer?
Yeah. Yeah, for like the last, 10-20 years, they've been outsourcing their brewing to La Trobe. Probably the same guys that do Rolling Rock.
That is the most horrible swill I've ever drank. Iron City?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
There's but I'll tell you what. If you're having a shot and a beer, that's not a bad beer to go with, man, because it's got a bite, you know. Bite everything. Bite your face off. Anyway, cool, man. I mean, it should be brewed in Pittsburgh, and they're going to open up a big brewery. They're going to be pumping out beer like crazy and have a beer museum and a restaurant and everything. So
nice.
I think it's good. That's good for the country. It's good for the country.
Yeah.
For Pittsburgh.
USA.
Iron City. Recommend it.
No. God, that was bad.
I bought a case of that.
Full case?
A couple years ago, yeah. It took me a while to finish it off.
I'm sure it did.
Man. Those are like definitely emergency beers, you know? They're like, I guess there's an Iron City in there.
Yeah, at least it would be good and cold. It's at your refrigerator.
Yeah, you gotta drink them cold. Yeah. Okay, anyway, good for you, Iron City. I wish Snowbo's.
And good for Pittsburgh.
And, good for Pittsburgh. What Pittsburgh wants, Pittsburgh gets. Signed, Mr. Science. All right. I thought this was going to be funnier than it turned out to be, this news story here. But biosecurity officials in New Zealand said they caught a woman attempting to smuggle more than 1,000 endangered cacti into the country.
Ooh.
And
Jesus
she
Christ.
She had cactuses strapped to her body, you know, and I just thought, you know, was there some kind of hilarious, incident where they, somehow they just, she looked suspicious and they pinched her. Yeah. So she.
What is it, just seeds?
Some seeds, she had 947 plants concealed in stockings strapped to her body.
Wow.
800 endangered species worth estimated $7,200. Is that really, worth?
Yeah, I know. What kind of a market is that?
Endangered species, man. 142 seeds hidden inside iPad covers, as well as 200 garden ornaments and plant pots.
Jesus Christ.
Sheesh. A loony. Yeah.
Well, there's money to be made in that. Jeez. Buddy, got any cactus?
Need to be made in anything, man.
I guess so.
Duty stings. All right, so fuck Punxsutawney Phil, Buckeye all Chuck right. all the way. Buckeye Chuck.
Buckeye
Chuck.
Chuck.
Buckeye Chuck.
Mountain Sam.
All right, what's going on here? Oh yeah, this isn't for the news, but I was going to read this later. Randy Rainbow made his name satirizing Bobo. Now what?
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a lot of cottage now. Industry being...
Now he's just sitting on the couch. What am I going to do now?
Well, he had one out this week with the crazy lady, Jewish laser beam lady. But I don't know. I didn't think it was... A little long. What am I doing here? Right. Fuck Guy Chuck. Fuck them all. They're fucking animals. They can't predict the goddamn weather. What the hell? Okay, this is kind of political. So we should knock it off here. People are asking Disney World to either hide Bobo or remove him entirely from the Hall of Presidents attraction. Jeez.
Put a bag over his fucking head.
The unknown president.
Yeah. Wear a sheet. Put a sheet over him.
They're asking them to hide him. Wow. I don't know. I think it'd be kind of weird to see him in there.
Uh-huh.
I say
but they
leave
have
him
to,
in.
Right?
I say leave him in. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. They kind of have all the
dopey.
Presidents in there, right?
Dopey animatronics, you know.
Yeah. Hey, you guys elected them. That's all they're saying.
Alright, well, let's start with these. We got Guinness Book of World Records. You know how we love
yes.
the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, yeah. We love it here at Potts Mound.
Yeah, there's a couple tonight. A 92-year-old water skier
okay.
has been dubbed the oldest water skier by the Guinness. An Ontario man, huh?
Okay, Canada.
Canada representing. He went water skiing at age 92. Bob Hutchison's world-breaking water skiing outing on Bella Lake took place in 2019, but his family only recently decided to apply. So,
okay. Well,
and he was awarded the Guinness record.
Okay. They still got proof, I guess. They're very strict on that, so. All right.
Hey, 92. 94, man, you know.
Yeah. Oh, 94, okay.
Going to tell him to go fuck himself? No, 92
yeah.
years, 280
And Christopher
days.
Plummer dies, right? This guy's
yeah,
got water skiing.
Yeah.
There you go.
This guy's water skiing. Christopher Plummer's pushing up daisies. That's how it works, man. That's how life works.
Exactly.
All right. Kudos to that guy. All right, now, here, a man. This is the weirdest. This is a weirdo one. A man runs barefoot half marathon in the snow to break Guinness record. A Norwegian runner unofficially broke a Guinness record when he ran a half marathon in an hour 44 minutes while barefoot in the snow. What the fuck? Why is that a thing? So the world record is 16 minutes and 34 seconds. So he... Whoa. Say again? Oh, 2 hours. 16 minutes and 34
okay.
seconds. So he wiped that out. He's waiting, but he's waiting to hear back. The Guinness guys, they're making him sweat, you know. They're turning the screws on him.
They're
with a name like Savalt.
13 miles.
Yeah. He's a Dutchman, you know.
Yeah. Either that or wooden
right.
shoes.
What? No shoes. Wooden shoes. Not wooden shoes. That would be a stunt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cloggers.
All right. Okay, here we go. A Brazilian pair break the Guinness record with 1,010 origami dogs. pair of paper folding enthusiasts in Brazil broke the Guinness Book World Record when they combined their efforts to create a display featuring 1,010 origami dogs.
Jesus. Ooh. Okay.
Been a long pandemic.
Yeah.
It took them 60 days to fold them all and arrange them into a color-coordinated display. Oh, so they are actually Japanese, of Japanese descent, so this comes natch. And they said they hope their display of origami dogs will bring awareness to the large number of homeless dogs in Brazil.
That's the first thing I thought of when I heard that news.
Let's keep a good thought.
Yeah.
Good thought.
For homeless dogs.
Why stop at the 1,010, though? My question. You know?
Yeah, stop somewhere.
Well, yeah, but you're trying to have a world record. You want to make this bad boy last. You know, in another 2 years, some guy goes, well, yeah, 1,011 origami dogs. Now you're like, oh, geez. Hey, geez.
You, we all know what Dave Rush is doing right now. That's what he's doing.
He's folding. All right, man. Hey, we've been joined by Daddy G. Yeah, from A Night
Daddy
with
G.
Daddy G. Yeah, in the Grotto on Saturdays at 9 here on BTR. How's that?
That's very good.
All right. And this one's pretty awesome, man. This guy's a bad motherfucker. Former All-American wrestling champion Anthony Robles broke a Guinness World Record. He completed 30 pull-ups in 1 minute while wearing a 60-pound pack. Whoa.
Oh, good guy.
Oh, that's some athletic ability there. I don't think I can
do it. No.
I don't think I can do one pull-up. 30 of them. It's the 60-pound pack. Oh, come on, man.
Uh-huh.
You
that.
Are a bad motherfucker, dude. I'll give you that. God bless you. And the guy from Iowa, he didn't show up, man. Or Idaho, where he's from.
Yeah.
He didn't show up this week.
He's busy.
We've got some animal news.
Right on.
Wrap this up with some animal news. A lot of rescues. Things going on. There was a rash of wallaby escapes for some reason. February 1st, a Texas woman thanked her neighbors and community. They all pitched together and tried to find her escaped wallaby during a dust storm.
Okay.
And so she was her 2-year wallaby, Rascal, safe at home, Lubbock, Texas.
All right, good. That's a happy ending.
They
don't
is.
Shit cubes, do they?
What's that?
They don't shit cubes,
well,
do they? What are their turds?
No, they don't shit cubes. But like in Texas, you want to find your wallaby pretty quick because it's open season on everything down there.
Oh yeah.
If it's got fur, it's gonna fly, man. It's gonna, we're gonna shoot
that right.
Bitch. Yeah, so the animals and hippies all year round. It's cool. You can just shoot them down. So you got to be careful. Now, in Belgium, Genk, Belgium, an escaped wallaby was recaptured after leading animal rescuers on a 2-hour chase through the center of the city. What are all these wallabies doing? Like,
yeah, what the fuck?
Outside of, you know, the fuck is this shit? So, why are there wallabies in Belgium? I don't know. But all the wallabies were safe. So we can all
there you go. There
rest
you go.
Easy. And we now we go to South Wales, Australia, and this isn't a possum. This is their possum.
Yeah.
Different kind of possum. But firefighters were able to rescue a possum that was stuck in a protective covering for a pole. So we can all be
oh.
thankful. thankful that, this makes the news all the way around the world. This is January 28th. This came out, and here I am, all halfway around the world, and I'm reading about a possum that they drug out of a drain.
The
wonderful world we live in. Yeah,
it
the wonderful
is.
World we live in. And finally,
possum's got no respect here.
Well, it's a possum, not an opossum possum.
Yeah.
You know,
I got
the kind
you.
We like to eat. I mean, no, I didn't say that. All right, Connecticut. You know what a beefalo is?
A beefalo? No.
Well, it's our. They breed these critters to eat, and it's part bison, part cow, a hybrid. So this one, this one beefalo, and he was dubbed Buddy by the locals. And what we know, once you name an animal, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's no longer lunch. It is now.
Now your buddy.
Thing.
Your pet.
Yep. So Buddy was wandering around Plymouth, Connecticut, for about 2 weeks. He escaped from the Plymouth Meats Processing Facility. there's an online fundraiser to raise enough money to when they capture him, Buddy, they can put him in a sanctuary. But he's still on the loose. We're still looking for Buddy. So if you see Buddy, I don't know.
Is there a police composite drawing of him so we identify
him? What do beefaloes eat? Send grain.
beefalo.
Beefalo. Buffalo beefalo. All right. One more. Okay. Finally, in animal news. I'm really rooting for Buddy, by the way. I'm going to
we all are.
Check out. I think I'll share that GoFundMe for his sanctuary. Uh-huh.
Just the fact that he escaped. You got to love that.
Well, yeah. And he's, he's a hybrid, man. I mean, he's not natural. He's not a mistake of nature. He's man-made. He's a Frankenstein, and it's just wrong,
uh-huh.
man. Frankenstein's on a loose. They should have named him Frankenstein instead of Buddy. Buddy will probably work better with the yokel. All right. And GT has left us. It just got way too boring. A Kentucky animal shelter is raising funds by offering jilted lovers a chance to have their cats do their business on the names of their exes. The Lexington Humane Society says donors can pay $10 and they'll write their names in litter boxes that are used uh-huh. by the shelter's cats so that the cats will be pissing and shitting on the bitch
Jeez
that broke your heart.
Christ.
Isn't that nice? That's so romantic.
Oh, thinking of ways to take your money. I love it.
Well,
just in time for Valentine's Day, right? It's the whole Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
I'd
feel
thing.
Honored, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
$10 to a good cause, and there you go, man.
That's creative. You gotta give them that.
Yeah. Not everybody can be a fundraiser for Buddy, you know? Come on. All right. That's the news.
There you go.
Don't stop me. No, no.
People.
Ew.
back to our show.
Gumby for
stuff.
That one. Kokomo Kings. Kokomo.
We should be hearing more of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got some fun stuff out there.
There's only so much time, you know. And so many copyright rules to infringe on.
Exactly.
What we do. Yeesh. Running over those like it's fun. If you leave me now, take away the bigger part of me.
Wasn't there a big thing with Blog Talk Radio about playing copyright music a while back?
Well, fuck yeah. Every time I upload a file, I go, yeah, I pledge that this is fucking totally cool to upload. That's why I'm, you know, like we can't monetize or, you know, make any money at this.
Yeah.
Just the sanity effort. But it's fun. I mean, like this morning I woke up, I didn't want to fucking do Possum, man. I was like, you know, I just had some bad news last night, and I was like, woke up and I was nothing's funny. Forced myself along. paid off, man.
Soldiers through it. Soldiers through it.
You know, it makes me want to celebrate with a quickie. You want to celebrate with a quickie?
I love the quickies.
Here we go. So disappointed. It's like, oh my God, it ended too soon. But you know what?
Yeah.
we got a polka.
We're a hunting party without a polka. Come on,
oh,
put that gun
polka.
Down. Hey, my Uncle Clyde, he showed me how to do this.
No, I don't trust you.
Now, come here, one. Come here, one. Yeah, and one.
What the heck?
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
By the church for opening day.
He was glad to be there,
but it sure was not to pray. He went down to slam a couple of shoots at that famous Peabody.
The dance is hot on and sweat up there.
That long red underwear. He woke up in his stand, sat still out there all day.
He was sad and blue,
cause the deer wasn't coming his way. He finally couldn't take it no more. When his sweaty long johns froze and stiff,
he got ants in his pants, started doing a little dance,
and sang this little riff.
Hey!
Come here once, why don't you come right here? I've been searching all day long, and I ain't seen no deer.
I'll do the dirty pointer polka,
then my heart will start to beat.
I'll do the dirty pointer polka,
for I freeze right to my feet. And all the other hunters yell, hey, stop making all that noise. You're scaring all the deer. And peeing off the boys.
You should learn to pee more quiet.
So settle down and sit.
He said, I will not. I'm cold as hell. Besides, I got a party for this. And then he pulls out this little polka band, which is really a little yellow radio from Taiwan or somewhere, but it only tunes in these polka stations. And he turns on WPOK because they sing in Polish, and he uses it while he's milking the girls in the morning. He knows, oh, it's wonderful, the one, the two, the
as he was dancing to that beat, deer came from all around.
He lives in to their hooves as they beat upon the ground.
You could hear their hooves a-pounding as he did his little dance.
Yeah, there's nothing like a polka
to get them deer to prance.
Hey!
Come here once, why don't you come right here? I've been sitting all day long, I ain't seen no deer. Do the dirty pointer polka,
it's the thing you got to do.
Do the dirty pointer polka, when the deer won't come to you.
He swacked a lot of deer and busted up their rats.
Shot them bucks right out of their shoes. Stopped them in their tracks.
Big bucks do their dancing where
the ticket swamps are found.
And when Clyde hears old tuba hoof,
he knows the big one is around.
Yeah! It must have been the rhythm of them sorrels on that tree stand platform. It just rattled him right in. And with the polka beat, he brought out the big buck's heat.
With his polka beat!
Oh, Johnny King here! Woo!
His eyes are always crossed. He can't see far from near.
Clyde swears up and down. He shoots straight when he's hunting deer.
The wardens must have liked him, cause he got a special permit.
Them glasses are thick as beer bottles,
and he can't see worth the... Hey, watch it!
Come here once, come here. My dog's talking and shrugging, and he's
hallucinating. Hey, he told me he's seen the world's largest polka dancing deer.
Might have that album. That's funny. Sweet.
I love a polka with a story. Nice.
That was a 30 pointers polka. Thank you, Ford, for that. Hope he gets home and doesn't turn into a Ford-sicle. Fucking 20 below up there, Canada, boy. I don't know how you guys do it. I could not make that shit. I'm being a baby this week. I'm just, I'm wearing like 18 sweatshirts. It's stupid. All right, good. Got the space heater on. House is fucking freezing. Yag. Mosin Canadian.
Winner.
Hope everybody has a great weekend. Tune in tomorrow for the Daddy G. A Night with Daddy G.
Night with Daddy
G. It's the Daddy G show, but it's called A Night with Daddy G. And, he'll be laying that down tomorrow. Laying it down tomorrow. Negative 30. Get the fuck out, Apple G.
Jesus Christ.
No. It can't be negative 30. Jingy gachkunganga. The fuck? What is that, the North Pole?
I'm not even getting that.
What?
Did my chat room freeze on me?
Oh, maybe so.
Or was that
maybe
an earlier
so.
Conversation? No, it was an earlier conversation.
Yeah, you might
want to
scroll down. Maybe you scroll down. Sometimes
now,
I get stuck and I didn't. Scroll up there.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that thing, the writing the name in the cat litter box.
Yeah.
The promotion is called Dumps for the Dumped. Dumps for the Dumped.
Dumps for the Dump. Okay.
Huh?
I don't know, man.
All it
right.
Might have legs. Never know. Dumps for the Dumps. All right. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Come on, everybody. Energize.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of
fuck
here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
They said 10 seconds. It says 14 seconds on the board, man.
I just tapped the screen and everything went into place. I missed everything.
There, Frau Brooker took us out. There you go. All right. God bless her. Cloris Leachman. Built like a brick shit house she was. I tells you, laddie. Man, catching some of them old odors. Wearing the dancing girl get up and shit with the boobs out there and everything. The hooching among it. Ooh, set of stems. She was on fucking Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Just a couple years, 5-6 years ago. Damn near 90. That was a formidable bitch, man. Bless her. Funny, talented, built like a brick shit house. What more do you need? Butterface, you know.
Yeah, well, can't overlook that.
Can't have everything. No, actually, very, looked a lot like my second wife. Ho-ho!
Yeah?
Yep. She had a Cloris Leachman face. It's problematic.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun. I'm glad we did it. I like, honest to God, yeah. I was like so ready to go, like, fuck this, man. You know?
How terrible was the news, not the pride?
Oh, it's just this guy going through having trouble and shit, and it's just like, man, it's just like, makes me feel terrible, and, you know, I don't know, complicated. So, just feel strange about the. Plus, I got the dog. It could be any day for the dog, so that keeps me
Shits sure
and giggles also. So,
how long have you had Ted?
10 years now.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe 11.
Yeah.
Might make it to 11. All right. Well, on that happy note, tentatively, we'll see you Monday. I don't know. Depends on how depressed I get over the weekend.
Get another bucket of soup.
Yeah, that's what I need. More soup. Nice. See you Monday.
Sounds good.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!